So Charlotte Church, why are you here today?
I'm here today to show solidarity and be just another person on the march, which are happening all over the world in over 2,000 different places, to basically put as much pressure on our world governments to make some sort of legal binding contract that will make us cut emissions and hopefully try and keep the rising temperature under 2 degrees, because even though that will still have some really dreadful effects on our planet and our ecosystems worldwide, you know, it's better than 2.9, which I think is what they're saying that they want to keep it under, or indeed 4 or 5 if everything carries on as business as usual. Then obviously in the next 100 years there's going to be some horrendous things that happen. And yeah, I went to the Met Office actually last week or the week before, after I was on Question Time. One of the climate scientists, after I spoke about Syria and the possible links between, you know, climate change and the drought in Syria and therefore the civil unrest, he got in touch with me and said, "You want to come down and we'll explain it all to you fully." So that was amazing to be able to, because, you know, I had what I thought was a reasonably good.
What did you learn from that you didn't know before?
Well, lots of things about like feedback loops and lots of sort of the minutiae of how climate change is actually happening, how much like the trees and, you know, the forest, the world's forests and the oceans are actually taking in a lot of our carbon, the extra carbon emissions that we're putting out into the atmosphere. But you know that it's, you know, the whole ecosystem of the Earth is under duress. But you know, also, you know, for example, when ice melts in the Arctic, then of course you've got some open ocean then, which hasn't got like the white ice to reflect the sunlight back. So of course then that causes further warming. So there's lots of these little feedback loops and things. But they showed me some, you know, some facts and some figures where if we carried on as business as usual with our emissions the way that they're going, which would be on an exponential, you know, scale, then, you know, by the year into 100, then we would have 5 or 6 metres of sea level rising.
And are you optimistic about a deal, you know, in the next 2 weeks?
I don't know. You know, I've got as much idea as everybody else, I hope. I think that, you know, unfortunately, the way that this rampant capitalism, and don't get it wrong, like, I'm not against capitalism necessarily, but this form of rampant capitalism, and also, you know, coming up to Christmas and we just had Black Friday and this level of just zombified, insane, you know, consumerism, of course, all of which is fueling our emissions. And like I said, it's such a complex, nuanced subject and there's so much to say about it, that, you know, I just really hope that people see that, you know, whilst it may not affect, well, actually, I was about to say, whilst it may not affect this generation, but it is going to affect this generation, and it's going to affect my children's generation. And even if we stopped dead today and just, you know, had no more carbon emissions, then our planet would still suffer for years after. You know, that's how this is geological terms. You know, things take a long time to sort of.
What got you interested in all of this? Why are you? Because you're putting a lot of energy and a lot, you know, a lot of your time and effort into this cause. Why is that?
Well, I suppose it's like, you know, after the Tories got in for second term, I went out and I protested against that, and I protested against austerity. And I suppose it's just like, when you get involved in one cause, you see how it's all linked, and really it's all linked, and the only people in which can help us solve this, because they have immense power over us, you know, whatever way you look at it, is our world governments, is our leaders, our supposed leaders, and they are supposed to listen to the will of the people. And, you know, the more people that are out on the streets and protesting against this sort of stuff, then hopefully the more they take notice.
And what would you say to, you know, some perhaps slightly cynical critics who say, you know, I don't want to be preached to by celebrities about issues. Why should I listen to them? They're, you know, it's politicians, it's leaders, it's scientists who I should listen to.
You don't have to listen to me at all. You can totally go and do your own research and listen to those amazing climate scientists and, you know, some brilliant, really progressive free thinkers. There are many of them, and we've got the internet. So you can totally go and listen to them to your heart's content. You know, who the media decides to put up as a spokesperson or to take more airtime from is not within my control. But I do, as much as I can in order to get these causes heard, which are going to affect us all, whether you like it or not, whether you're a climate denier or not, it's coming. You don't have to. It's up to you. You can turn it off, flip the page, whatever.
And just finally, that was a beautiful song that you sang.
Thank you.
It doesn't have a title yet, is that right?
No, yeah.
and how you said you wrote it for, or your colleague wrote it for today?
Yeah, me and my partner, Jonathan, wrote it in the week for today. Because we didn't really know whether there was going to be room for like a musical thing, but in the end they said, yeah, that you can totally come and sing. I said, okay, well, we'll write a song especially for it, and I'm going to try and get the lyrics out. I might give you a copy of the lyrics, actually. I'm sure you won't be able to print it more, but
it would be great to have a copy of the lyrics.
Yeah, because I think, you know, it's difficult to hear them, but some of the lyrics are, you know, my fella, to be honest, he's pretty good as a wordsmith, so yeah, and a songwriter. Yeah, so the lyrics are lovely, I think, but sort of melancholic and quite sad, but hopeful at the end.
Okay, thanks very much.